So I got dragged to the movies last night.
Word.
To see a movie that I knew nothing about.
Oh.
Oh, it was not good. Everyone I was with thought it was awesome.
Oh.
Oh.
They were police?
Did you go with
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, what movie is out?
Yeah, that cops would love, and Craig would be like, oof. You know, if I had a list of current movies that we're showing,
that you
I could at least have a
about.
Chance. Hold on. Did they take you to Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, he
no,
knows what
I would
that
love
is.
To see that.
Well, maybe he's... I don't know. Craig hates so many things, he might hate Queen.
Overlord?
Overlord is correct.
Oh, that turd. I guess you have to like, you know, horror movies to enjoy such a thing.
But it's not...
Not horror-y enough for you?
So, to me, it's exactly the plot of, like, Wolfenstein 3D or something.
Sure.
Like, it's
that's what it looks like.
Yeah. And...
That sounds okay.
No, it's really not. Like, and I didn't realize that the one of the main... Like, it took forever before we realized that one of the characters in the movie is Fitz from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
And one of the other characters is Euron Greyjoy.
Like, he's
the
villain.
Which
Greyjoy is
that? Never noticed. The guy who has all the boats.
He's the one that comes
okay,
in.
Okay, neither... He's the one... He's the uncle that steals
yes.
the throne.
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, it just didn't do it for me. And they're like, oh my god, this movie's great, I'm gonna buy it, I'm gonna watch it again and again, and I'm like... And I'm like, huh, the best thing I have to say for it, too, is hopefully it gets up to forgettable. Like, it's not bad enough that I will remember it forever, so hopefully it'll just fade and I'll be like, oh yeah, I watched that movie. Like, I just really wasn't good.
Mm.
Besides that, what else we need to do to get this going?
What, I'm trying to look at the infographic and I'm not, I mean, it has to be. This is episode, is this, no, this can't be right.
What?
Why do I have the totally wrong infographic?
I don't know.
Is it the one
I have
that,
no idea.
That has Stan Lee on it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, then that's the wrong infographic.
Wow. Why? How? Where am I? Like, I've been teleported many days ago. Oh, nope. This was... There were two posted? Why are there so many?
There's like three. Yeah.
I need the real infographic.
Go to the bottom. Yeah. There's like three up there. Go to the lowest
yeah,
one.
I was looking at the one from episode 150. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, they were having a conversation about them that I didn't put enough effort in to follow, so.
Okay. I'm just going to type into the type window for
I can
Samurai
post it if you
me.
Want.
Yeah.
Kick-a-bam.
All right, I'm good now.
Are you Tony Stank?
I think I'm close now. Now I think all I need is a support.
Is your wife playing the really, Craig, is your wife playing the really high level...
Yeah, get in there right now.
Harry
she
Potter
should be winning.
HQ.
I don't know. She's upstairs. She won't win without me.
Why?
Because I have forgotten more Harry Potter than Eric has ever learned.
What?
Yeah,
are
I
you
can
sure?
I can smoke her at Harry Potter trivia.
I don't doubt that. I've seen them discuss it.
I have heard those books so many times in my sleep. Books and the movies.
If you answer them all correct, you're hey, that's Scott Rogowski.
It is. We're giving out cash. He's dressed up like Harry Potter and everything.
Phantasmagorical $50,000. Well, we can't play that game and do this That's show right. at the same time.
Sure we can.
We can't.
That makes the show even better.
I say we not only do that, but we open the channel. What would you do
with that dough? Ray is filled with wisdom. Craig, just think what we could do with the $50,000. This would be the highest budget podcast ever.
Nah, I imagine Joe Rogan probably has a pretty high budget podcast.
Yeah, probably. Randomly selected for an extra special prize, an unforgettable experience of a lifetime. Because we are renting out Scott Rogowski has the most upsetting mustache.
Yes. That's awful.
Speaking of which, Ian, have you seen the guy who's like the quarterback for like Washington or Washington State?
Alex Smith?
No, his name's like Garner something.
Oh, college football?
Yes. This guy's mustache is epic. Gardner Minshew.
I can't handle this. This is stressful.
Oh, there. Samurai got you a picture. Look at this guy. Like, he is 70s porn deluxe.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull this.
He really is.
Nice.
They had won a game or something, and while the coach was doing the interview, he came up behind his coach and stuck a fake mustache on the coach's face.
Should I turn this up enough so you can hear it so I can win $50,000?
I'm not going to be able to concentrate on this show and play trivia at the same time.
Craig, that's a lot of money at stake here.
But you are correct. It is definitely the wrong choice, and it's unprofessional. But I was counting on your wife winning, like, for certain. But now that you've cast this shadow of doubt over her Harry Potter knowledge.
Aloha Mora?
Can you...
I don't even know what the question is, but I just heard him say aloe vera.
Yeah, he's just... He's making a joke.
Oh.
He's funny when he's hosting as well.
Hmm.
You couldn't see me, but there were air quotes around funny. He tries, though.
How do I not get these gigs? I can be poorly funny on shows.
All right. I will turn the volume down and attempt to play by reading only.
Okay. If you get stuck on one, shout out and I'll chime in.
All right.
We got a thing. Are we ready?
I am not as ready as I should be, but...
That is very true. I am not as ready, but...
Right. I don't... I do have an infographic, a character, a script.
Good enough.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Did we lose Ian?
Nope, I'm here.
Oh.
I'm ready for the show now. Oh. I got a good...
We're doing it live! Support.
I got a good support.
All right, get this rolling. I'm tired from watching that crappy movie last night. True Believers, welcome to the 167th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, featuring me and Ian, and slightly Ray.
A little bit.
Hi, Ray and Ian.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great. I'm excited for the show and definitely not playing HQ Trivia on the side.
You're the worst. Worst host ever.
Co-host?
That's true. Worst co-host ever.
Is that Ed McMahon? Hey-oh! Is he kind of a co-host or is he just a sidekick? I've already lost Ian to trivia again.
Yep, sorry. I'm back.
All right. Hey, we lost Stan Lee this week. So sad times in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, extremely.
So extremely?
Yeah,
it's sad. It's extremely sad.
It is definitely not sad. I guess there's a limit, again, to how sad I can feel when an incredibly accomplished 95-year-old man passes away peacefully in his sleep.
Yes. It was a good full life. I will give you that.
It wasn't a tragic death, but it's still a sad death.
It's sad.
See, I wasn't focused, and I went out on question two.
You're the worst.
This was a bad idea.
You're the worst Harry Potter trivia player ever.
I hope your wife wins.
That'd be nice. I need to quit working.
Wait,
if $1 million is chump change for you and not going to allow you to quit working, $50,000, you're a drunk.
I can quit working for the rest of 2018. Oh man, I just realized I never updated the script with this week's Deadpool Dailies.
Oh, that's good. That'll be nice for the webpage later.
Yeah, totally. All right.
So speaking of Stan Lee, I looked it up, and there is a page on Wikipedia that has every character created by Stan Lee alphabetically. This is an amazingly long list. Now, a whole bunch of them are really low-time characters, but there are 362 characters, Marvel characters, created by this man.
The greatest being Vampirella.
I cannot confirm that in any way. Is that a character? It's not on this list.
Oh, I thought he invented Vampirella. Was that her name? It's like a female vampire thing?
I don't know the character, and it's not on this list. I'm going with no, based on this empirical evidence.
Oh, nope. Says Vampirella is created by somebody else. All right, never mind. All right, not Vampirella.
So anyway, Ray, continue.
The only other thing that I was going to say was that some of these characters are amazing, and I think what MPQ needs to do,
like Spider-Man,
well, obviously, but I think what they need to do is go through this list and find some of the lower level villains and just make like goons out of them, like not full fledged characters, but just add them to like Man Mountain Marco, a Spider-Man villain. He was included in the Magia at one point. You should just throw him in as like a high level goon, spice things up. I don't know. That's all I got.
All right.
Should they just reskin an existing goon or make up a whole new character?
I don't even think, I mean, you don't want to have to, you know, make up a whole new character, but yeah, reskin a goon, maybe throw in an additional power or something, nothing major, just, I think that would be good. Herbie is on this list?
The love bug?
Humanoid experimental robot, B-type integrated electronics. It's a robot.
Nope, I'm more excited that Ian and I both thought of Herbie the love bug instantly.
Well, that's what I thought of, it's why I went, wait a minute, Herbie? In any case.
Oh, it was Stripperella, not Vampirella.
Sure? Created by Stan Lee?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Thanks, Grinch. Mick, whose name I'm not going to say this episode.
That is, yeah, safe.
Anyway, yeah. Stan had a good life. Made Spider-Man in what, when he was 40-some years old? So 50-plus years later, you know, he really brought comic books home to the mainstream.
So do you think he will be nailing Jack Kirby's wife in heaven as well, behind Jack Kirby's back?
Oh, snap, that's mean.
Too soon.
Man. No respect for the king.
He and Mick Jagger had a bet. Last time I found out, he was way ahead.
Let's move on.
He had a good life.
Yeah, it was good. It was a charmed life. The week of the 14th through the 21st of 2018. So, hey, next week is Thanksgiving here in the good old U.S. of A's. So we're doing the show early next week, right?
Correct.
Yes.
All right, so Tuesday show next week, kids. Because two-thirds of the Puzzle Warriors will be traveling on Wednesday, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do some traveling if it makes you guys feel better.
Probably just not quite as much.
No. One of my friends is in town, so maybe I'll drive up to Scranton Wilkes-Barre and visit him while I leave my son and wife at home to prepare Thanksgiving dinner for Thursday.
All right. Good times. This week, see your Deadpool dailies. I've got a chart here somewhere. Today was a Purple Deadpool. Tomorrow, Red Gamora. Then Red Black Widow. Purple Loki. Black Dream Warrior, Purple Squirrel Girl, Blue Doom, and Blue Mystique coming your way. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash of the Titans. Let's see, we have, last we spoke, it was good old Falcon America. He's still terrible. Did everyone win that one? Ian, did you win? Ian has no red, so you probably did not do well.
I didn't do well.
Well, how about today's? Did you try today's yet?
Haven't tried today's yet.
How's your Peggy Carter?
A+.
Good dimes then.
I can't be certain, but she's probably at a 5.35, maybe a adequate level as well.
5.53, according to the graphic.
Oh.
So you might want to switch a couple over.
Yeah,
to blue.
I thought I switched that because last week at some point it came up that I had her at 5.53 and everybody else has her at 5.35 like a normal person. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? But wait, don't I want 5.53 for this fight because blue is not usable?
No, I believe
blue was usable because remember we talked about that last week. You're right, because they fixed that.
Okay, blue offers no stun.
It offers no stun, correct. But you do get the damage when it blows up.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know that it had gotten fixed, but you mentioned that last time because I remember there being a time where you couldn't fire that power if it couldn't stun anybody.
I don't remember that, but I believe you.
Yeah. So coming up after that is everyone's favorite Carol on the 19th. That should be easy.
She's going up against a 5-star Iron Man.
She can do what she wants.
That's generally true.
Captain Marvel. If she knew what she wants. Story events. You got Unstable ISO. 8 is running right now. That'll get you 3 Black Panthers. 1 Lady Jane Foster. 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Emma. And then it is Psylocke. That'll be followed by Thick as Thieves, which again, 3 Psylocke, 1 Emma. The top 200 people this time, 200, get the brand new Lucas Bishop that we will talk about a little later.
Ooh.
But top 200, that's nice. That's generous. PvP land, you got Raging Cajun going right now. That'll get you a Gambit, a Ghost, 15 CP. Top 10 is Ghost Rider, and 11 to 50 is Mohawk. And Ray, time season, just 4 days left.
Yeah, I'm aware. I haven't got there quite yet. I'm actually currently as we talk, shielded because I had some extra time today to get some simulator in and got up over 1800, which means I'm going to get beat on if I don't shield. So I shielded so that I could come in here and do this. And then after we're done, I'll break my shields and finish it off. It should be good to go.
All right. Let's get into the heptagon for this week's Superhero Showdown.
Oh, no.
Last week, we had Quicksilver versus the controller. Who wins?
It was a clear victory. 80% of the votes went for Quicksilver.
Yeah, that's correct.
Poor controller. Not a chance.
It's so hard to beat Super Speed.
It really is. And there are some different things in listener comments about how things could have played out, but we'll get to that later. But yeah, there you go. Quicksilver, the clear, distinct winner for this week's showdown.
All right, coming up this week, brought to you by Battlecry.
Spoon!
In this corner, called Ian's Corner, we have Firebird. In Ray's Corner, the man himself, Charles Xavier, Professor X. All right, Ian, tell me how you don't lose instantly.
So, to the best of my knowledge, Professor X strikes me as a bit of a pacifist. And he's in a wheelchair. So I'm thinking, as the battle starts, and he tries to convince me that we should work together and use our powers for good and help each other escape from this battle hexagon, that I will set him on fire immediately with my pyrokinesis, and that'll end the match.
So what happens when he, you know, reads your mind and knows that you're going to do that?
I fly away.
I'm like a bird. I can fly away.
I can use my limited precognition to figure out whether or not he's going to read my mind.
Yeah, I don't really have a good argument on this one because it's Professor Xavier. You put him in a cage match, he's going to read the person's mind, tell them to surrender, like just rip them apart mentally. Like it. There's nothing. There are very few characters that are going to pose a threat to Professor X. And doing this randomly, Firebird's just not going to be one of them, I don't think.
Yeah. Right. I thought one way the Firebird could win is that, as we know, Charles loves to fake his own death. So I think as the match starts, he fakes his own death, and Firebird is declared the winner.
Oh.
Dude faked his own death like 9 times. And then he flew off into space, you know, to go have sex with a crazy, you know, bird alien. So, you know, he's got a thing for bird ladies.
That is true. He really does.
So, you know.
I see an advantage Firebird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got some angles here that I think you can play up.
Can I use my pyrokinesis to take some molten metal and forge a Magneto hat?
Seems unlikely.
Yeah.
You know, the Magneto hat just made a big return in this week, last week.
Oh?
In X-Men Red, the group has to get together and go fight Charles's sister, Cassandra Nova, and they have Tony Stark whip them up like 30 Magneto helmets so that all the X-Men and all the Avengers can put one on so they don't get... telepathized by Cassandra.
Mm. Does she have other powers?
No.
So could they not have sent one person with one helmet and a gun?
This is X-Men, Ian. We don't shoot people with guns.
Okay.
That's for punks like Cable.
I was just checking.
This is, you know, this is X-Men Red. This is Jean's team.
That only works in like all of the X-Force, not X-Men.
That's right. Yeah. If Jean Grey's running your team, guns are not the answer. Mm. All right, so this week, there you go. Vote Firebird versus Professor X. If you, you know, maybe send us some really detailed ways that Firebird could win, you know, maybe that's worth bonus points. I don't know. So let me do a recap of our current winners, just so everyone knows where we are. So the first winners have been the Sentinels, Sunspot, the Champions of Xandar, Wendigo, Snowbird, and then Quicksilver. So that's your first 6 in the Champions bracket.
Snowbird won that?
Yeah, Snowbird definitely won. Super Skrull?
Yeah, I can't believe she pulled that out. Good for her.
Canadian gods, man, that's tough.
Yeah, exciting. So tell me how this bracket's filling up. How many rounds we have to go? Did we settle on that?
I think we were going to do 16
okay.
People
right.
into the next round.
Oh, okay.
So what are we at? Six? What did I just say? Yeah, so that's six. So if we started out with 16, there will be 8 winners.
Okay. So 16 total and this those, round.
Yes. And then 8 winners the next round. Two. Yes.
Gotcha.
So we're six ways through so far.
Sweet. We're cruising.
Cruising for a bruising. All right. Let's move on. Hey, there's a new character.
A new
it's
character.
Lucas Bishop. And he sounds like he's going to be super overpowered. So let's see how this plays out.
Wow. All right.
Holy smokes. I read his powers and I was like, holy smokes.
That's so crazy. I have no concept of how this game works. I read his powers and I was like, what a dud. This guy doesn't do anything except generate blue. And then when he has enough blue, it still doesn't do anything except stun people. I don't understand what he does.
Because he's going to have so much blue, he's just going to stun all of the other team. And then you just win.
Can't be that much blue.
Yes, it is. So he is a red, blue, yellow character because there's too many of those. His first power is called Overclocked. This is a red passive. If Bishop's teammates would take 902 or more damage, you know, like every match in Five Star Land, Bishop will jump into the front. Once Bishop has taken 1804 damage, you know, which is also pretty much all those same matches, he will just go ahead and deal 3782 damage or 88 damage back. So he's going to jump in front and punch you in the face. His blue power starts as a passive. If he takes 451 or more damage, again, that's every turn, gain 5 blue AP. If he has 10 or more blue, this power becomes energy conversion. Energy conversion for 10 blue. Bishop stuns the enemy for 4 turns and destroys 6 AP in their strongest color.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's going to be like, oh, okay, a 5-star team. Oh, they made a match. Great, I've got all this blue. You're stunned. Next turn. Oh, I stunned the next one. Next turn. Oh, I've stunned the third one. Let's repeat and go back and stun the first one again. Once he starts taking damage, you're just stunning the whole other team.
You gotta have him in front in order to take that match damage, and it's going to be...
Nope, he jumps in front.
Oh, right, he does jump in front. Yeah.
Never mind. And then his yellow power is called For the Future. Convert 3 enemy special tiles to strike 990 friendly protect tiles. Passive side of that, if there are 2 friendly protect tiles on the board at the start of his turn, remove them. And why don't you give yourself more 3 blue AP? So, you know, let him hang out with the mountain who keeps making those, you know, protect tiles every turn. Keep converting them to blue. Keep stunning everybody. And then this let Thor lay the beat down.
I know this is one of your new nicknames, but I still don't, my brain doesn't work that fast. Who is this again?
Half Thor. 5-star Thor.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I think he's going to be incredible against 5-star teams.
Against?
Yes.
How much health do you anticipate he has?
It does not say, but I'm assuming, I don't know, 50, 60,000?
No.
What?
No.
What?
I have no idea.
What?
What?
There's not a chance. He's in 4-star land.
What do I know? I have no idea.
I have no idea where he's going to fall, but I mean, let's just be realistic. Right. I mean,
so I guess where I'm going with this is Overclock, you know, the retaliation kicks in at 1804, but you know, it doesn't, his retaliation doesn't grow proportionally beyond that. Like, if someone's
it's all going to be about the stun.
Right. That's fine. And it's not, he gains, let's see. So that's every 2 turns he could potentially stun one character. I'm just saying 5-stars should be able to punch a hole in him pretty quickly.
Yeah. It's just doing so is going to generate a lot of blue.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he might be someone you should target right away.
I think he's an interesting ad.
He is, definitely. He's super.
I can't wait to see how it's going to work out with 5-star characters. But I mean, if you look at some of the higher hit point 4-stars, like Hulkbuster, 22,000 hit points. Bishop is not going to be double that.
I bet he's got at least as many.
He's going to have a lot of hit points, sure. I mean, he jumps in front, so he's going to need a lot of hit points. I'm sure they considered that.
Right.
But in 5-star land, he's still going to be a target. I don't know. We'll see. I find it very interesting. Yeah. I can't wait to try it out.
I can't wait to hear how everybody else enjoyed it.
I think he's going to be fun. Anyway.
I find it amusing how the Discord channel got flooded with Lil Jon here for a minute.
What? What?
Okay.
Shield training starts on the 15th. That's tomorrow, kids. There's a Heroes for Hire store there. 7,000 hero points. I've never had that many hero points in my life. That'll get you a modern blade. I've heard of that guy, I think. I don't know. An Agent Venom, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, 20,000 ISO 8. The Bishop and Friends Vault starts on the 18th. 80 items, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, 1 random bishop cover. 2 random 4 stars from the Call for Backups, which are Emma Frost, Blade, and Agent Venom. You can get him in a Thick as Thieves story event. Shield training character release event rewards tokens to the Honor Among Thieves, random cover of Bishop, and more. Like I said, that starts tomorrow. Honor Among Thieves story event starts on the 19th. You can also get Bishop there as a progression reward. And it also rewards tokens to the Bishop and Friends Vault. And then the Versus tournament is called Checkmate. Starts on the 18th. Bishop as a progression reward. And also rewards tokens to the Bishop and Friends Vault.
Nice. Did it miss it? Am I missing it on who the required characters are for the shield training? All right, you didn't immediately answer, so I'm going to assume I didn't miss it. And it just doesn't say right there.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah. I hear Emma Frost is one of them because, again, she's one of the more recent releases and you got to...
Oh, yeah, it's probably the people that are in the vaults. It's probably, Emma, Blade, and Venom.
Aha!
Age of Venom.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good news for me.
All right.
That means I'll be getting that Bishop cover. I have all those champed. So.
That's not sound like something I'd have champed.
Yeah, Emma's going to be rough to have champed.
Yeah.
But. Miss Emma Peel. That's all I got for news.
Okay.
Do you have any new news? Local news? It's cold here. We're getting the storm of the week.
I would say the storm of the... the snowstorm of the year.
Probably.
Right. For Pennsylvania. I was going to say, I've heard mixed... I always hear mixed information. Like, as soon as... Every time someone tells me it's going to snow tomorrow, they're 2 inches deeper than it was moments ago. Like, I'm in reality, I'm expecting anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, but... People are telling me 12, 14, 17 inches.
I think we're going to get heavy flurries. That's my prediction.
I think
right now they're saying some ice and 2 to 4, or if it gets a little too warm so that there's no ice, could go 3 to 8.
Well, you guys are... Someone keep me informed as to the situation. I have 1 ticket for a music concert in State College, Pennsylvania tomorrow at 8 p.m. I want to know... Hopefully by like 5, if I'm going to make it or not.
Sorry.
It's okay. It was funny.
For the people who, don't have video at my house, Samurai posted a thing that says there's a chance of flurries. And there's a picture of flurry. Funny times.
Most people have no idea who that is.
Right.
But
for Craig offering no clarity, it's I think he plays hockey. He appears to in this picture.
Thank you. That's all I had. So.
So that's news.
That's not the correct, that's not the good flurry. It's not Marc-Andre Fleury in his Pittsburgh uniform.
How many flurries are there?
That's a Calgary uniform, and that's no good.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay. The Vegas Knights uniform is also okay, because it's just a ripoff of Pittsburgh's colors. So
I'm sorry I predicted flurries at this point.
Right. Things have gone... Con Daffy. Hellsgard, are you a new listener? Does anybody know? I've never seen that name in the I'm listening currently queue. Sweet. What? Welcome. Thanks for checking us out.
Man, this show is terrible.
Sorry, this is such a terrible show.
This is the worst show for listening to ever. It really is. All right, let's move on. This weekend, it's always sunny in Xandar. It's the World Shuri Defense.
All right, let me break it down. Let's talk about some master engineers. She is a blue, green, and red character. She has a blue passive ability. It's called Vibranium Tech. As long as there are 6 fortified tiles on the board, enemy powers cost 2 AP more, and friendly powers cost 1 AP less.
Ooh.
Let's see how that down to a minimum of 3. Holy smokes. Enemy powers cost 3 AP more, and friendlies cost 3 AP less. And the requirement for AP for fortified tiles drops to 5. That does, she must fortify tiles. because that doesn't sound like something that happens frequently, having six fortified tiles on the board.
It seems to with her and Black Panther, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember reading about him last week, so let's see what she does. As I continue on, I'll learn about this Shuri character. She's got a green 11 green AP, gets her some twin blasters. They deal damage and destroy 5 random tiles. If the power destroys a fortified tile, stun the enemy for 1 turn. Destroyed tiles deal damage but do not generate AP. And the damage goes up to 3,500, and the stun can last up to 3 turns. For 8 red, she's a Vibranium Virtuoso. Oh, she fortifies up to 2 friendly, special, or basic tiles, and removes a random enemy fortified special tile. She's got a passive. Whenever you match a fortified tile, deal a skosh of damage. And at her highest level, she's fortifying 6
there you go.
Friendly tiles. And so, yeah, so there you go. So, I don't know. Do you go 5-3-5 and rely on red and blue doing stuff? Or do you hope that 3,500 damage is enough with the twin blasters? Do you just not use Shuri? Do one of you two have her championed?
I absolutely have her championed. I absolutely have not used her.
Okay.
I do have her respect at a 5-4-4, but I believe that's on purpose. I don't know. It's come so late on the 4-star swing that I have been ignoring her and Black Panther. So
right,
Craig, same.
I'm trying to look, but my Puzzle Quest froze up here. So
tell you?
Okay,
you are Craig. There's the Craig column. You have her at a 5-3-5, and she is fully championed. So yeah, either I'm assuming that's the way it came. You certainly didn't her.
No.
Okay.
Five. So, blue sounds good.
So we've got a couple comments. Just Singh said 5-3-5, so that the red helps blue a lot more.
Yep. That's what that looks correct.
Yeah, I totally did that on purpose.
And then Samurai said you pair with Black Panther, who creates strike tiles and deals damage when you match those friendly protect tiles, and they build to a crescendo. Okay.
Cool. Well, that's what's always sunny here in Xandar.
All right, Willie, what's in the mailbags?
Oh, there was so much mail. Let's see if I can get through it. Well, we asked for a lot of mail, and that is exactly what we got.
Lots of mail.
Good. I was feeling anxious.
Green Armadillo.
Ooh.
I believe it's green. It's GRN, but, you know. The bell rings, and Quicksilver glazes over and surrenders. Controller put a disc on the referee who put another disc on Pietro during the fight checks. Don't like the scenario? This is what happens when you don't bother to vote. No one who failed to vote gets to complain when lame controller gets a week in the winner's bracket. I like the attitude. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't think these have... I don't know we have referees in these fights.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's got to have Big John McCarthy, right?
You'd have to have the Watcher in there to survive one of these.
Hmm. Or maybe, New Nick Fury.
A Dancers with Weevils says Quicksilver has to win. I mean, Controller isn't even in Marvel Puzzle Quest.
That's not a prerequisite for this.
It is not, but I like that as well. Mad Jabroni. Oh, man, I can get crap for pointing out Gwen's sort of useful power. And then later Ian goes on about how Psylocke, Dokken, and Doc Ock are useful. Gotta laugh out of that.
Yeah, I thought it was gold that Ian gave you all kind of sass and then... they spotted out gibberish later.
Could you be more specific about the gibberish? Because there's a lot that comes out. I do remember the sass, and it was... I was definitely passionate about it, but it was a bit excessive.
I think when we were going over the boosted characters of the week, you talked about Psylocke and Doc Ock and some other characters.
Doc Ock is super useful.
He can be.
Right.
Can he?
Yeah, he can. He absolutely can.
Absolutely.
In 3-star world, yes.
I'm pretty sure that was part of the infographic, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it was.
That guy will read anything you put in front of him.
I know. All I was saying is that a comment was made that I don't understand all this hate on Gwenpool's black ability in this extreme extremely specific scenario where all our listeners are like, why would you still use the black? Because Wasp black is even better. And I feel like you could take any power in Marvel Puzzle Quest and be like, well, I don't understand the hate. What about in this extremely esoteric scenario that no one could ever dream up?
Nope. Not every power. Tummy cramps. That one's right out.
No way. That one is...
That's like a huge strike power tile. Where you've not done red or blue yet, where you just do the yellow, and it does like 4 points of damage to the other team. That power sucks.
What if you're using Kamala Khan? It only costs 5. You can heal up your team really fast doing that while doing 4 points of damage. I don't understand all the hate on Venom on Vision's yellow.
I just said it's the red and blue that are really cheap.
What?
The density changes are the cheap ones.
Red does stuff. It's 5 for yellow, 5 for blue, and red fires itself or yellow or blue for 10.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, I had him screwed up then. Okay. I know that if you fire the one that's supposed to do damage, but you're in neither phased mode, you're just there.
Oh, right.
No points of damage.
It does some.
And if you're on, you know, light mode, it, you know, removes like one special tile or something dumb. It's like worse than Bagman. It's terrible.
All right, I'm moving on. Mad Jabroni also said that he's 99% sure that he has stood on the same Dr. Scholl's machine in Vegas.
At the CVS, right there on the strip, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know how you can resist it.
I've been a little grossed out at the number of people who probably have stood on that thing.
They're wearing socks.
Sorry. Yeah. Starseed 8712 says my character is probably the new character is probably Charles Xavier's son Legion. Sorry, got that one wrong. I don't know where I'm curious how you got to Legion from the
because it was Roman
because
ties.
The Romans are in legions,
right?
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense than Bishop, wouldn't it? I still don't get Bishop, so
I tried to explain it.
Yeah, it just didn't make any
sense.
I explained
it poorly. I agree, but
wait, what was the explanation?
So the Romans would line up in a, you know, checkerboard pattern or some such. So.
No, that can't be the clue. I thought you had an actual theory. Oh, that was terrible.
I just read that myself.
Jay Metzner says, bad news, Ian dies at the end of the episode. Good news, it's the beginning of his political career. Okay.
Oh, I get it. I was like, what?
He also said, I have to go with Quicksilver because I just can't see how Controller would be fast enough not to get, or fast enough to get a disc on him. Yeah, exactly. Groose, who's commenting every week now, says that, which I don't mind, he says that all this talk about North Korea makes me think that Ray should put some podcast episodes on a USB stick. Ian can use this idea as next week's elaborate segue into talking about weather balloons, the real life support whose purpose could be to perverted to help Craig with his ever-present goal of increasing the podcast listener base by smuggling banned media into North Korea via an inflatable air delivery mechanism.
I think it'd be less complicated just to hand it to Dennis Rodman and have him drop it off for us. I'm sure he would do it. We'll give him a bottle of bourbon. He'll take it.
But he really wants us to use this. Think of the news headlines and the publicity.
I can't say that I won't do weather balloons.
Well, that ruined the next segment. All right. he talks about weather balloons.
He also said, I enjoy the support segment, just in case you didn't get that.
Well, you won't anymore.
Slothkins, again, says, I know nothing about Marvel characters not in the movies, so I've been swayed by the ability to fly argument. Controller wins. Unfortunately, you're outvoted. But Azra Zulth says, got to give it to Quicksilver. He can dodge bullets at point-blank range. There's no way Controller would be able to hit him with a disc. And he also agrees with you about the vortices. Jordan from Jersey. Long posting gap again. Sorry about all this time, but it's because the computer's been in the shop.
Okay.
He says that he's consolidated and triaged unposted notes from the last few episodes. He says, you're correct about Kirby dots, but I don't think you had called them that when we were originally talking about them the previous time. I think someone had referred to them just as those black dot things or something like that. That's possible. From a while back, there are three claps. No? Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Jean-Luc.
And anytime anyone mentions Jolene, I am compelled to post a link to the slowed down version, which is awesome. I actually listened to it a little bit. I don't get it. It makes Dolly Parton sound like a man. Other than that, I don't
Jolene,
see how
Jolene,
it's that amusing.
But, Jolene, Jolene.
There is a link if you would like to check out the slowed down Dolly Parton version. Parandiac, opening with Sinatra was a surprise, but I'm not complaining. Guys and Dolls was a great movie. Superhero Showdown, Quicksilver sprints forward and catches the controller off guard and just obliterates him. That's a quick, boring fight by that description. And the movie Avatar is actually getting 4 sequels because 3 movies nobody asked for was not enough. Why did I post Black Panther? That was weird.
I don't know why you did that, but you just did that.
I did.
Just now or last week?
I'm actually going to post the YouTube link. There you go. And if you want to find it, I'll be putting it on the webpage for your consumption. Zoot Sacks over on the D3 forums says, for starters, if we're going with new X-Men movie level of Quicksilver, he probably wins. He's just so unreasonably fast. In the episode, however, someone mentioned plot arm being situationally useful. I'd be curious what other general maligned abilities you found situationally useful.
Please, let's not.
even if they're not very good. For example, I've literally never used the bigger they are from Squirrel Girl, but I found it useful on rare occasions to end my turn without changing the board to force the computer into making a poor match or to set up something better for the wow. following turn. That's amazing. I don't think I've ever done that. But he does say that it's one of the few powers in the game that allows you to end your turn without modifying the board in any way. Jaden Call responded and said, Old Man Logan's Black also does this. And he also says, Craig, I totally voted last week. Talk to Willie about that. I will also vote for Quicksilver this week.
All
right. T. Deja Author said, playing Crack-A-Doom, I found Gwenpool to be a joy. And he goes on to explain that the purple allows him to destroy random columns with some board shake. The black lays down the protects, which is essential when an opponent is with AoE is about to fire the power. I'd probably be using her more often after this experience. I left that in because I think Gwenpool's a fine in-game character. Twomp the DJ. If they ever run the Pym Particles event where they have a marathon fight with 9 characters, Black Panther, Shuri, and Four-Star Cage work great. It's a slow grind, but Cage makes the protect tiles. Black Panther matches them away, causing damage. They can all be fortified. He said he had a screenshot that was pretty much filled with fortified tiles, but he thinks he erased the screenshot. No screenshot, didn't happen. But he says that this comment is brought to you by Fortify. Not really, but if Willie reads this, I can hear Craig and Ian going, Fortify.
Fortify yourself.
Wime Time says, Craig, congrats on Dazzler.
Woo-hoo!
Also, in the Apocalypse event, I got to use my 055 Kitty Pride, and she removed all those special tiles and countdown death tiles. I'm never going to use her red, and I'm really not counting on her for a special tile buff, but that special tile remover is going to be great in Strange Sights. Good to know.
All right.
I haven't used her at all with that one cover, so... And finally, Shard Attack said, Ray, I am nice and I hit you in the sim with a weak team and you keep hitting me with your A team. You should join the hijinks in the Super Sim Brothers room. Yeah, I probably never will. I'm just not going to put that much effort into it. I didn't even know that I hit you multiple times. That's how little effort I put into it. I don't read people's names. So, sorry. Postscript.
Sorry, that was really weird. Your tone shifted and everything was wrong. You sounded like Gilly. Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, Gilly.
Oh, Gilly.
Postscript.
Gilly.
When do you guys launch Strike Force Warriors 3? Since that's that's where everyone has gone. Seriously, though, have you tried it, Strike Force?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
You know I have. I've tried to sell on you many times.
Yeah, but
I told you that one of the main characters was Crossbones, and you were like, maybe, no. Yeah, absolutely. I play Strike Force half the time. little bit of Star Wars Galaxy Heroes, and then Puzzle Quest the rest of the time.
Yeah, I played it for about a half hour, and then I was out.
The Crossbones.
I didn't get that far.
He explodes and kills everybody.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's satisfying.
But that is it. That is the mailbag. It is now empty. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Oh, so once again, time for the pumped up kicks.
Oh, snap. I'm ready.
So I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
I'm not editing that.
It wasn't that good. No need to. It wasn't as bad as many in the past, but let me hop on over to this informational, graphical, everything exciting. Let's see who's boosted. Elektra. That's a downer. Gamora. She has a red ability that is super cheap and does, it's not a ton, but it's a disproportionately high amount of damage for how little it is. What is it, 5 for her red? She chops you in half for like 2,000 points of damage for 5? That's a bargain. Use her while she's boosted. Human Torch is red. It's 8, and it does quite a bit of damage when he's boosted. Loki shuffles the board and frustrates Craig into giving up, so that's an advantage. I don't know that he has any damage-doing ability, so I don't think him being boosted will have too much effect on that. She-Hulk, her red does some board shake and some AoE, a little bit more now that she's boosted, so she might be worth checking out. Let's see who's boosted as a 4-star. People still use those. Luke Cage, the Power Man. He's boosted, so his bunch of fiddle-faddle should do a bunch of extra damage.
A bunch of extra faddle?
Yeah, bunch of it. Who else is boosted? Mr. Fantastic.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Was he recently reworked? I accuse everybody of being recently reworked.
He was reworked, yes.
Okay. I feel like his, do a little extra damage with the Imaginat.
Yeah, Imaginat's terrible.
Maybe the burst healing is increased when he's boosted?
Yeah, that's definitely
question
true.
Mark tone? Okay. The non-winner of this week's cage match, Professor Charles Xavier, is boosted.
Yeah.
Joe seems to like him. The damage you do from the match 5 should be even more significant. I don't feel like
if you get Melon Head invisible and you can start buffing special tiles, they can get really absurd.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Ooh, Quake. I remember her. She used to be good.
She's still good.
She's still good, but she's not as good. No one is as good as I remember them being. By the time I get to them, everybody has long since moved on to someone else. But I love her blue. Her blue is fantastic. It really is an excellent way to manage, you know, for board and tile management.
Yeah.
I found it super effective. And it's for 7 blue, it's a fair cost. And her AoE board shake should do a lot more now that she's boosted. Ah, good old thing.
You want somebody who's going to be benefiting from the boost? There he is, your guy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He can jump in the way and absorb some damage. His red will stun you and do even more damage. His green does some board shake and some damage.
Yeah.
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 Man, he's an odd guy. But he will get some not recently reworked. The thing also boosted.
He is right there in my, right what you said. By the time I got him champed, I didn't want to use him. If you remember, though, I received more covers for the thing moving into the 4-star transition than anybody else.
Yep. You had a disproportionately high number of the things.
Yeah.
When you were first making the shift, but that was many moons ago.
Yeah.
The ever loving thing.
All right.
And then you got he's the disturbing over amount of Coulson's.
Oh, that's a lot of Coulson's, but Coulson. That guy worked out well. But let's pass on some ancient samurai wisdom and see what we can do with these boosted 4-stars.
Ancient Japanese secret, eh?
Calgon, take me away?
That's right.
Yeah. He suggests using Luke Cage, Professor X, and Mr. Fantastic. You use Cage to do all the damage. Mr. Fantastic, he can use his tile swapping with the blue to help trigger the match 5 damage from Professor X, and everyone creates special tiles, and Professor X will make all those special tiles better, and Professor X Purple will help buff all those things even further. So there you go. Luke Cage, Professor X, Mr. Fantastic, Samurai's Team of the Week, brought to you by Samurai. This segment, however, Listen to Me Now and Believe Me Later, brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify.
All right, Mystify, let's move on yourself to the Ray and Ian support corner.
That really struck me as funny.
Ray, what do you got to share this week?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
This week, amazingly enough, and so I had no idea who the featured character was going to be originally, but as it was Shuri, the support that I had previously picked is very apt. Shuri's Lab this week is the in-game support. So
sweet. That seems very specific.
Yes. So Shuri's Lab, now that we've gone over Shuri, let's take a look and see what the support that she will obviously be using, if you have it, will do. A rank 1 with 1 star. When Shuri makes a match, there's a 5% chance to fortify a friendly special tile right there in immediate fortification. At top level, that turns up to a 56% chance to fortify a tile. Rank 2, base green match damage is increased by 13, which goes all the way up to 132. As we saw, green, good color for her. Rank 3, when she makes a red match damage, there's a 10% chance to gain 2 red AP extra, which goes up to a 40% chance at maximum level for 2 AP. At rank 4, your base red match damage is increased by 15, which goes up to 162 at max level. And then with 5 stars, when you make a green match, there's a 15% chance to gain 2 green AP extra, which goes up to a 50% chance. So it's all about the extra match damage and extra AP, green and red, which is what she uses. It's fantastic support for her. And as a bonus, if you have it equipped to Shuri, at the start of the turn, if there are at least 4 fortified tiles in a color on the board, gain 1 AP in that color.
Hmm.
So that's just an AP generating machine.
Yeah, fortifying AP generating.
If you're going to fight Shuri,
vibranium does everything.
Yeah, if you're going to fight Shuri, don't do it in her lab.
Yeah.
If you do want to use this on somebody else, you can put it on anyone who has the hero tag. But really, why would you? I guess if you don't have Shuri and you're not using her. But in any case, it's really good on Shuri. Her green, her red. I guess any good green-red person would be good. Put it on Thang. See how that goes.
Put it on Gwenpool. She's got green and black.
So there you go. That is today's in-game support, Shuri's Lab. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
I have a support. It's a short one this week, but it's definitely a support since, you know, at the top of the show, we had mentioned the loss of Marvel legend Stan Lee. This support could impact him directly, as it does. We're going to talk about the Inker.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a tracer? I mean, like, he actually does the drawings and you just, like, trace over it?
No, I add depth and shading. I give the images more definition. But anyway, so the Inker, he adds depth and shading and gives the images more definition. And he is, you know, not to be confused with the person who inks the text, which is actually called the letterer. Or the person who adds color, which is the colorist. Or obviously the penciler who does the drawing and the sketching.
You know, the actual artist.
Right. Inking can be used. You can use a pen or a brush with inking. But I feel like despite the hilarious commentary and despite chasing Amy, the inker, it wouldn't be complete without an inker. So this week's out of game support is the inker. Brought to you, as always, by Fortify?
Fortify.
Fortify yourself.
Fortify.
All right, let's go OG and open some tokens.
Oh, can we?
Yes.
That's the end.
I really need to get a cable. Can I throw that out there and get a cable as we go?
I will.
You can beg the universe for a cable?
Yeah.
Do it, Doug.
I don't have a cable yet, and it's really annoying because he's the required character in this event.
Yeah, it turns out the one green cover I have is not all that good.
It doesn't matter. One would let me do that node.
Yeah, that node's pretty hard.
It doesn't matter. I could throw Thor and America or...
Yeah, that hasn't been helping all that much.
Okoye and Strange, whatever. I'll throw my good two-star or good five-star duel.
Pair.
But in any case, I have three chances. I have three tokens. Am I going in?
Go ahead. I could use the time.
All right. I'm going to poke him in that big bearded chin. No, he didn't like that. He gave me a four-star. But it's the crowd goes wild, main event Hulk. All right,
cool.
I'm going to be nicer and just, I don't know, poke him in the ear. Hey, a different Hulk. This one's totally awesome.
All right.
Ch-ch-cho.
Do you see where this is going, Ray? You got to go with the fancy eye.
All right, right in the eyeball. No, of course not. Max, Punisher, Merciless Charge. All right, so still no cable for me. Sad.
Are you ready? You want me to go?
I would like you to go.
All right, I'm going to stroke that big gun. Yeah. Oh, it's sadly a four. It is Burning Rubber. Johnny Blaze. What's that make Johnny Blaze? Level 294.
Ooh, he's moving up in the world.
You still need time?
Nope, no need to stall. I'm ready. And by ready, I mean ready-ish.
Oh, I got another one.
Another what?
Token.
Yeah, Cho gave me another token, too.
Yeah, I just realized that from the event, I'd gotten a She-Thor cover that I hadn't added yet, and that gave me a token.
Oh, it got me a champed Goddess of Thunder.
Oh.
And I accidentally got a Domino cover.
Oh, Domino.
When they had some here have a token for the Domino and Friends vault for 100, right. And I opened it up, and they were like, have a Domino. And I was like, what? Thanks. All right, I'm going for the shiny eye. See what's in the shiny eye. Hey, I probably need this. It's Nova. Danger Zone. I haven't seen a Nova in many, many ages.
You have to buy lyrics to that song.
I do. I'm not singing that again. Not risking that. That already. That takes him to a whopping 2-3-3.
All right, I'm going to play with Nathan Christopher's silver hair. Max Pun. Punish.
Mm, that seems familiar.
Wow.
All right. I'm hitting the explosives strapped to his chest and see what I got. Oh, it's a four-star. It's a do as Peggy says.
Ooh, just in time for the crash that you've already won.
That is true. However, that gets Peggy to level 310, which gives me another legendary token. Come on, Kate.
Let's do it, Doug.
All right, going for the gun. Man, it's nothing but four-stars tonight. Valkyrie, yeah. Bounty Hunter.
I have two green cable. I didn't realize that.
You're awful? I don't know.
Oh,
I'm jealous?
Sure. I'm sorry, you can still make fun of my one cover of Okoye.
By the way, Cable and somebody mentioned Cable and Kitty Pryde together. That is no joke. That is quite possibly, as people get them champed, going to be seen more and more in my...
I mean, I'm assuming that I was like drunk at the time or something, but I swear I ran into a champion Cable who had like a quarter of a million hit points.
I didn't notice the number of hit points. I think it was a lot. But, and I was going to try and take him out first, and I think I was wrong, because Kitty made all the tiles, and I'm like, oh, this is going poorly, and by the time I realized that, I was already dead. Like, they took out two of my characters that have 50,000 plus hit points in one round. It was just and it wasn't even a cascade, it was just, the tiles were so powerful. They made, like, one match for 10,000 points of damage. It didn't go well. So, congratulations to the people who have Cable champed, since I don't even have him yet.
So that was brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
Shout out to the long-term sponsor, this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh my goodness. It's the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. Oh my goodness, so many podcasts. It's almost too many to count, which is probably like eight, but still, it is a big cross section of podcasts, including this one and the Profane Argument, and even a couple that Ray and I aren't on.
We have two about wrestling now.
Two?
Yeah, you've got A Todd's Wrestling.
All right.
And then you've got the other one, which is a one where the one dude has to watch an episode of Star Trek and the other dude makes him watch wrestling. So it's like Wrestling on the Edge of Forever or something like that.
I've seen the titles. I find those amusing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's how's
I've
that
one
going?
I've not listened to either of these shows yet, but...
Okay.
Well, that's not true. I did listen to like the very first one of Eitan's Wrestling.
I feel like there are several other non-wrestling themed podcasts that you can check out. There are lots of podcasts that people are no longer pursuing that are still available in the back catalog of the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We have direct links at our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check it all out at soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Oh, crap.
Whoa, Nelly.
I just realized that I have like 10 seconds to come up with some kind of teaser for next week's battle because I didn't do one also.
Have you heard anything more about being $50,000 richer?
I have not been upstairs.
Okay. I feel like you would have heard like a... I feel like that's interrupt the show worthy.
I'm willing to bet that she forgot about it and didn't play at all. It's actually what I believe probably happened.
I feel like she took the time to...
Text
at least 5 or 6 different people. I would have thought that that would be at the kind of the forefront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
So Twomp the DJ did manage to post one of his images of having, I don't know, more than 50% of the entire screen fortified. That's insane. All right. I'm going to have to try that one out. He does. He did say that that one was with Yondu, not Cage. So it even works without Cage. All right, I'm going to have to try him out sometime. Maybe this next event.
All right. I think that's all we got, though, this week.
Are we still stalling on your behalf, or are you going to finish the show?
No, I'm going to make something up real quick. It's going to be terrible.
Okay.
I feel tried. Like you that's all I our... got. That's...
Yeah, I tried, too. Oh. Ray and I were, like, stalling machines.
Oh, yeah, and then I, you know, replied to you and kept talking, and I didn't. my brain doesn't work in multiple ways, man. All right, check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment suggestions, you know the drill. Contacts on our website, the D3 forums, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. And go to our webpage, buy something on Amazon. That'll give us a little bit of love. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy all your Christmas gifts there now. Do it now. Now. Because that way, if you buy stuff now, then I can buy Christmas gifts later.
That's true. the sooner we get those advertising credits.
That's right. So that's all we got. So, I got nothing. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids.
I need this clue, Craig. I've
nature?
Already forgotten who I'm going to be.
No, it's just nature. This is what happens in nature.
Right?
Yeah.
Fair. I'm back on board. I remember who character is.
No one will figure that out because it's the worst clue ever.
That is
awful.
Move on.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah. So this week,
sorry,
the clue
I panicked. My brain didn't work at all. I completely shut down.
Right.
I got nothing.
I got you, Craig. The clue for next week's show is Roman ties.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.